Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
New Jersey's minimum wage rose $1.15 today to $10 an hour. It's a step one toward the eventual goal of a $15 minimum wage.
WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon joins us. Kevin, how is the state going to get to that $15 mark?
Well, as you mentioned, there is a phase-in period, 5 years for most workers, and the first pay hike today, which went from $8.85 to that $10 an hour mark. Then starting January 1st, we'll see another dollar raise, $11 an hour by then, and that'll keep happening, a dollar raise between that January 1st mark until 2024. That's when we will get to the $15 an hour minimum wage standard. Seasonal and some small business employees, they won't get to the $15 mark until 2026. And tip workers, they're also getting a raise, not quite as much, obviously, but they'll eventually get to $5.13 an hour by the year 2022. Right now, they're getting paid about $2.63. So a lot of numbers, but eventually, just about everyone on the lower end of the pay range is going to get a raise here.
So what impact will these increases have on workers in the state?
Well, for workers, this means more money. 40 hours a week for a year, we're talking about a 13% raise today alone, so an extra $2,300. So that means a lot for the workers. The labor commissioner, Robert Acero Angelo, who I talked to earlier, told me these workers who are living off of minimum wage, he said they're the backbone of the economy, of the workforce, and if they get more, his argument is they will spend more, and especially in New Jersey, where they live. He also says these are not high school kids flipping burgers. These are often parents trying to care for their kids, people trying to make ends meet. So his argument, too, is that we need to change what we perceive to be minimum wage workers and really try to help out just not just the top end, but everyone in the state.
Kevin, this increase is coming no matter what, but you've been hearing from some people who are concerned about the rising minimum wage.
That's right. The concern for some is having to pay thousands more for workers per year when they're not necessarily getting paid more themselves. I talked to the NJBIA, an employer association. It says many of the businesses that they're hearing from say they're going to do one of two things, either charge more, so passing that extra cost down to customers, or they'll make staffing changes to lower some of the expenses. Going back to the labor commissioner, though, he says if employers don't want to pay someone $10 an hour, there are training opportunities the state can offer to make sure those workers can at least be worth that amount, if not more, to business owners.
Kevin, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.